Hi friends, this is nature recordist Lang Elliott. The date is August 2nd. It is nearing midnight, and I've just arrived at the parking lot of the Taborville Prairie Conservation Area in southwestern Missouri, a superb example of native tallgrass prairie. The crickets are chorusing from thick grasses, but not much else is happening sound-wise, so I do my best to get some sleep right there in the front seat of my car, with my window down, just in case something unexpected happens. The next thing I know, dawn has arrived, and there's way more birdsong than I had anticipated. I jump into action and walk into a shrubby portion of the meadow, and I'm greeted by a raucous chorus of dickcissels, with two males nearby. I'm quite surprised that the dickcissels are singing so exuberantly this late in the breeding season. They must have had a second brood. I walk down the trail into tall grasses. A cricket trills from underfoot, and northern bobwhites sound off from a swampy area at the bottom of the hill. Walking past the swamp and up the next hill into a vast expanse of tall grass prairie, I come across my biggest thrill of the morning, a birder's delicacy, the high-pitched silik of a lone Henslow sparrow. I follow him for a while as he flies from perch to perch, finally stopping long enough for me to get a nice sound portrait. Traffic from the nearby highway soon becomes annoying, so I head back to my car and then drive west another hour or so to Prairie State Park, another beautiful prairie preserve, over 4,000 acres, located just a few miles from the Kansas border. I set up my tent in the park campground and then nap away the hot summer afternoon, serenaded by cicadas and a cardinal singing from the tall trees overhead. I also hear a yellow-billed cuckoo repeating its resonant calls in the distance, and then a train whistle from who knows where. Soon the light dims and I rise refreshed, ready for a nighttime prairie adventure. Not far down the road from the campground, I discover a small group of Cope's gray tree frogs sounding off from thick vegetation in a dry ditch. I I am surprised. Why are they calling now, in late summer, from dry habitat, yet sounding almost the same as they do when calling at ponds during their breeding season? Well, I really don't know. Farther down the road, I come across a splendid insect chorus coming from tall grass along a small stream. Tree crickets and ground crickets are dominant with their musical trilling, and then there's a Nebraska conehead sounding off loudly at the upper end. Its raspy buzzes, somewhat overwhelming if you can hear its high-pitched calls. But my favorite singer in this chorus is the cricket that is making the relatively low-pitched buzzy chirps. Jeet, 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 jeet. A northern mole cricket, the male singing from the entrance to its burrow along the muddy shoreline of the stream. I move in closer to the mole cricket for a better species portrait, and then guess who suddenly sounds off from the surrounding prairie? Coyotes. Minutes later, I come across a real surprise. What is that? Would you believe an immature great horned owl? I think he's in a tree up ahead. Ah, another one in the distance. Returning to camp, I sleep soundly, very pleased with the recordings I captured during the night. And, as is usually the case, I suddenly awaken to the songs of birds. Oh my, I overslept. Time to grab my gear and go for a walk to see what I can find. Imagine my delight as I walk out to the main road and come across a rosy red summer tanager singing its special dawn song, of all things in early August, with an indigo bunting sounding off in the background. Such a nice way to end my visit to the tall grass prairie. I am overcome by pleasant memories of all that I've seen and heard. The frenzied songs of dick thistles, the squeak of a lone Henslow sparrow, the whistles of northern bobwhite, cicadas buzzing, Cope's gray tree frogs trilling, a northern mole cricket chirping, coyotes howling, great horned owls screeching, and now a beautiful tanager in bright full song. In a short while, I will pack my gear and move on, forever excited about the music of nature I will find.